assassin. We are friends and trees of righteousness. Ariwa assassin. We are friends and children of Almighty God. We are friends and children of Most High God. All assassin. Biafra is undefeatable. Biafra is undefeatable. Biafra is undefeatable. Biafra is undefeatable. No defeat. You can defeat Biafra.
Says, Biafra I have chosen. Remember I told you, you will know my children by my name. They name their children by my name, and they bear my name. Touch not my anointed. Biafra is the children of Abraham. I have covenant with them. I have covenant with their father. Their parents are my responsibility. Their parents are undefeatable. Nobody can defeat their parents. Their parents are chosen in generation. Their parents are chosen one. I have chosen.
Their parents are undefeatable. We are friends and trees of righteousness. Ariwa assassin. We are friends and children of Almighty God. We are friends and children of Most High God.
Good evening, Twitter Biafra live transmission. On this day, the 5th of January 2016, we are live, we are direct, and God Almighty is in charge. My name is Uchemefo. I am the deputy leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, and I am from Abadete. Abadete is in Idemili Biafra land. This is once again an important edition of this program. We are live, we are direct, and if it is not the same time, if it is not the same day, then it is a recorded broadcast. But this time around, I can assure you that we are live. Before we go any further, of course, we will not forget to lift up these proceedings, lift up our leader Nnamdi Kanu, who is still in the enemy camp, into the hands of God Almighty. And that is for the simple reason that God Almighty Chukwokike Abiama is the author and finisher of our lives, is the author and finisher of our faith, is the author and finisher of this project. And so we ask you, O God Chukwokike Abiama, to come down in your mighty valor, to envelop as always your people, the people of Biafra who are on the edge, who have been singled out for extinction, for decimation, for destruction. We ask you to contend with those who contend with our leader Nnamdi Kanu. Fight against them who fight against him, both spiritually and physically. Envelop him with thy presence. And destroy every mouth that rises against him. Destroy every hand that is raised against him. Destroy every leg that is raised against him. Destroy every plot formed and fashioned against him, whether in the air, on the land, on the sea, whether in secret or in the open. grant him total victory, grant the people of Biafra total victory, total liberation, total emancipation from shackles of oppression, from shackles of injustice, from shackles of marginalization, from shackles of servitude and slavery from the Nigerian establishment. Remember your promises that you never forget us nor forsake us, and that anything we ask for in your name that you do it for us. It is on that promise, O God, that we stand this day to call upon your name, that this time, this auspicious moment in time, when your people are being subjected to all manner of inhuman and degrading treatment, at this particular point in time, when our leader Nnamdi Kanu and your servant is being tortured, is being subjected to all manner of inhuman and degrading treatment by those who do not wish us life, by those who do not wish us to be alive, we ask you to do that you did for the people of Israel, to come to our rescue and to fight and to destroy every obstacle on our way and against us, that in the end your blessings will be upon our lives, and people, the entire humanity, will have every cause to glorify your holy name. And to this we say amen and amen. He say, this is Radio Biafra Live Transmission. We are happy for one thing today, that we are welcoming into the IPOB family a new addition. It is not very usual, but this time around, we have every cause to welcome into the family of IPOB a newborn to our leader Nnamdi Kanu. Let us all stand in appreciation of what God Chukwuka Biama has done for us. May his blessings and favor never depart from this first family of Biafra. It is not yet over until it is over. It is not yet over until our leader Nnamdi Kanu is unconditionally released. May Chukwuka Biama continue to protect both mother and child. We congratulate our leader Nnamdi Kanu and his family, and we ask Chukwuka Biama to continue to protect the child, that he will not only do what his father has done, but to surpass it, that the people of Biafra will forever be praised for what they have done, for their bravery, for their courage in standing for the truth, in standing for what you, O God, have given us, and the ordinances that you have told us to always follow. As a matter of protocol, we will, as always, remind you that we are on the internet, we are on satellite, we are on FM relay stations across Biafra land, and we must warn you that there are some people who are rocking around and who are sabotaging the FM relay station in Biafra land. If you are not listening to FM at this moment and you are supposed to be listening to it, just know that it is one of those sabotage. We are working relentlessly hard to make sure that we have to surpass these people. And it is going to happen very soon and soonest. We are on shortwave platform, and the frequency is 11600 kHz on 25-meter band shortwave. 11600 kHz on 25-meter band shortwave. We are also on a technology we call, or that is called, call to listen. We have the numbers for Biafra land, we have the numbers for United States of America, we have the numbers for United Kingdom. And those who are using it already know about it. We reference to the internet, we have a number of platforms, hundreds of them, where you can get Radio Biafra live presentation. There are bloggers, there are websites that are, of course, picking up our streaming content. And they are transmitting it to the whole world. We are asking you to make use of that platform as well. This is the Biafra live transmission. Once again, we are welcoming you. And The time now is 7:30 PM here in London, and it is the same 8:30 PM in Biafraland. And it is still on this day, the 5th of January 2016, and we are live. That is how you can only know that we are live. If it's not the same time, if it's not the same day, then we are only streaming past broadcast. By implication, we are relaying it. But this time around, this is a live broadcast once again. Our transmission once again will come mostly from Biafraland this evening, and I will not hesitate. I will not waste any time to go to Biafraland to get whatever is happening there. And after that, we will, of course, discuss a number of items that are very, very important. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, my beloved brother.
Yes, thank you very much. Welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Good evening, and the members of Sindhu. My people, very people.
It appears that connection is not very okay, and we will try to re-establish contact. This is where the Biafra live transmission once again. We are live and we are direct. God Almighty is in charge. We'll be back in a minute.
I have chosen. Remember, I told you, you will know my children by my name. They name their children by my name, and they bear my name. Touch not my anointed. Their parents are children of Abraham. I have covenant with them. I have covenant with their father. Their parents are my responsibility. Their parents are undefeatable. Nobody can defeat
them. Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Now, this is verse of Ojukwu Ifeanyi from the Biafra land. I want to tell her that Lawyer launches petition against Buhari. And I want you to understand the reason of Buhari detaining our leader is just he said that she wants to give a law. And Buhari is wiser than the judges. Buhari is wiser than lawyers. By giving his own reason that our leader will run. I want you to know that the zoo is in trouble. And that is exactly what the judiciary will do. They need to fight him and to prove to him he has no right to violate the law. Law is not respect of any person. And I want you to understand, we are winning. Everyone has known and seen the nakedness of Buhari. Everyone has seen the nakedness of this country, so called Nigeria. So they have nowhere to hide. There's a comment I made some times ago. I said, when they run in one corner, my teacher fight them out with truth. They'll be running, and nowhere to be hide. Nnamdi Kanu was born to destroy this zoo. He was born to open the secret things of zoo. Why can't we stand and start where he stops for a time like this? It is time for us to prove that we have a great leader Why are we going around beating the bush? Why are we going around doing things that is not lawful? I want us to understand. This time around, we must win and we must stand. But I'm using this opportunity to tell you that devil is a liar. Jaffa must come. And I know that a time like this is a hard time. And those who believe in Biafra will rise up, no matter what he takes them. And those who are pigmented by Hausa Fulanis, we go away. When the way is tough, the tough one keeps on going. Those who are looking for Biafra will stand to stand for Biafra. But those who want to feed their stomach will cause confusion. But there's a question to everyone that's hearing my voice. Are you causing confusion? Are you causing confusion? Or are you standing for the resolution of Biafra? Mind you that this is time of Tukwe Kiabiama to resurrect Biafra. No matter how tricky you may be, you will have no place to hide. No matter thing you may use to cover your trickiness, there's no place for hiding. You cannot hide any place. Listen, the truth must surely surface. Nanukani says, I only need 100 soldiers, hardcore soldiers, to bring in Biafra. Are you one of them? Are you one of those who are going to fight for Biafra? Or are you one of those who are going to betray Biafra? No matter how you make up gang, no matter how you gang up, no matter how you move in trickishness, no matter how you find to hide yourself in one word or the other to defend yourself in order to carry activities with the devilish activities, Tupu Kikabiama must surely expose you. You will have no place to hide. We are moving forward to resurrect the Biafra. The flag of Biafra is about to hang on the mountain. Any man who tries to be an obstacle will lay down his life for Biafra to live. Any woman who rises up to sabotage what we are about to do, the movement we are making now, that person is praying with his life. Because this is time of Tupu Kikabiama. Tupu Kikabiama has heard the prayer of our people who have been suffering, crying everywhere, gnashing our teeth because of what we are passing in this concussion country called Zoo, Nigeria. Are you not ashamed of what is happening now? Why do you allow yourself to be used by those who want to hide where there's nothing? Why do you allow yourself to be used by those who don't know the value of freedom? Why do you allow yourself to live, to trample upon the blood of Biafra who has died, killed by the Hausa soldiers, killed by Hausa police, killed by Hausa Navy? Why are you trampled upon this blood? My people, rise up. My people, wake up. My people, rise up. My people, wake up. The voice is crying on the wilderness. Wake up. Wake up. Even though if you have been deceived, say no. Your heart is tricking you that what you are doing is wrong. Why can't you change? Your heart is beating you, warning you that what you are doing, you are trying to shed the blood of innocent soul. You are trying to destroy the struggle of a man who laid down his life for you. Why are you so wicked? My people, why are you so wicked? Why are you so wicked? At the back of a hero, you bite him. Why can't you bite him on his front? Why can't you bite him on his throat? Why do you bite a heel on the back? Why do you try to destroy the struggle of a hero? Why do you try to forsake the blood of innocents who are poured on the street? Do you know what they're saying? Biafra or death? Biafra or death? Biafra or death? They have been killing. They're saying, Biafra or death? People are shooting them. They're saying, Biafra or death? A young girl was killed. She said, Biafra or death? A woman was shot. She said, Biafra or death? Even old people were shot. They said, Biafra or death? Why do you choose to chop money? Why do you choose to embrace money? Why do you choose to regard money more than the freedom of your friends? Why do you choose to betray your people? Why do you choose to do abominable things before the blood of the people who fight for the freedom? Why do you choose to live in a glass house with the bloody money? Why do you choose to ride on a car with the bloody money? Why do you choose to sell to betray your master? Why do you choose to betray a hero who laid down his career? Do you think that you are doing this? Do you think that this is a game? No. This is not a game. It's not a game. It's not a game at all. My people, wherever you are, I want you to listen to this voice. This is not game. If you think that it's a game you can play, this is not a game. This is not a game. I want everyone to wake up. Don't say, I am silent. I don't want to talk now. If you don't talk now, when will you talk? Don't say, I am silent. I am waiting for them to continue. To continue. I am silent. Then you are coming, I will talk. If you don't talk now, when will you talk, my beloved? When? Do you know what it takes that young man that is in prison to build what you are seeing now? Do you know what it takes that man, that angel sent by God for our redemption? That angel sent by God for prepare us for freedom. That angel sent by God to lead us home. Why do you choose to trample upon the innocent soul? Why do you choose to do this wicked thing? Why do you choose my people? Why do you choose? Why do you choose? Why do you choose to trample upon the millions of heroes? Do you think that you love life more than them? Do you think that you love resilience life more than them? Do you know what they have promised our leader? And he said, no, I need Biafra for my people. Then what of if you receive what they are offering to him? Can you do anything? I ask you who is in everywhere, whether in a blood, whether in the zoo, whether in the Biafra, if this young man born now and agree and begin with the Hausa people and take what they give to him, what do we do? Then this radio is nonsense. Whether you open to TV radio, you are talking rubbish. Whether you speak, you know how to talk, you can speak thunder, boss, you are talking rubbish. If this young man turn down and begin without suffering, you are gone. Your friend is gone forever. This is the only man that God prepared, who knows the secret of Britain, who knows the secret of everyone, who studied for 20 years for our freedom. Why are you climbing this man on the back? I ask you, my people. Now, listen to this letter. Listen now. Anambra State, IPOB, remains abstain from all the controversy and confusion around in the command chain as a result of the absence of our leader, Nadekano, until the dispute between, until dispute between the deputy director and the directorate of state is resolved, and the old laid down structure returned, Anambra State is henceforth considered autonomous, and the office of the state coordinator supreme. No change or amendment made in the recent time shall be recognized by the state coordinators. File wanting shall be removed without appeal, cause state coordinator. This is written by Ikechukwu, Anambra State. Anambra State coordinator. This is written by Anambra State coordinator. She has to all the coordinators in Anambra. Is this how we are going to get freedom? This fire you people are kindling to burn us here. But I say, by the name of Tupu Okikeabiama, whosoever is consigning of this fire will burn him from here to toe. Whosoever is instigating these abominable things in this holy land, this fire will burn him, burn his family, burn his children, burn everything that he lay hand, whatever he touch hand with the fire. Is it what you people are doing? Now you are now instigating the people in the Biafra land to disobey order. You are now instigating the people in Biafra land to disobey order. I'm telling you, I sacrificed my life for Biafra. My life is not worth anything now. I'm not talking for the consent. I mean what I'm saying. It was written by Ikechukwu, Anambra State coordinator. She had to all coordinators make environment and you see it. That is how we are going to get that one. I'm telling you now, I begin to understand the people who arrest our leader was informed by our people. Now I begin to understand why they arrest our leader. Greedy monkeys. Do you think that you can do what you do with us? Do you think that without can you can get Biafra? Is it what you think? Where are you since before I began the journey? This young man said, even when he was going around calling you people, calling some people, they say, I'm taking my children to school, I'm taking my children to this place. This man was suffering alone, bleeding up Biafra. Then this time around, Kakajiago Madadali Ogwa. Because this young man is now in the confinement. That is why you can now charge like a lion. Finding who you pass and who pass you. You see, I want people in the abroad here. If you don't speak now, Biafra is on fire. From this moment, I do not wish to go to you. Ndini na akafa di niba ade Where is it? Bishop Yabu, I lay my life for Biafra to come. I lay my life for Biafra to come. I'm telling you people, you people will suffer. You people will suffer. You people will suffer for letting me know that something like Biafra. You people will suffer unless you people turn back. You people will suffer unless you people turn back. What is all this? What is all this? What is the name of this? What is all this? What are we seeing? You wake up people, telling them the beautiful of Biafra. And this is how you want to stop people. Is this what can touch you people? Is this what you taught your people to do? Do you love money more than the blood of your children? Do you love money more than the blood of your children? Do you love money more than post? Do you love money more than, do you love post more than your life? Do you love post more than Biafra? Do you love that post more than Biafra where you were born? Don't you see why, how we are suffering here? Don't you see how our people were dying? Do you think that people give their life for nothing? They give their life because they believe you people. They give their life because they believe you people. Everyone that is in our blood, and I want you to speak. If you don't speak, to encourage our people. If you don't speak to encourage our people, don't speak again. If you don't speak to encourage these people that let down their life, don't speak again. What is all this? Look at what is happening. Because you gave them the hand. Look at what is written here, sharing to all coordinators. Can you see that? I want to tell you, you will only build in the foundation of Kano. Because he has command from God. He has instruction from God. He has the power from God. He has everything he takes to get Biafra from God. You people are dragging. Lawyer say, lawyer say, huh? Lawyer say, lawyer say, huh? Do you know the life of Kano depends on the lawyer? Don't you know that? His life in this type of thing depends on the lawyer. Don't you know that even if you meet a lawyer, if that person is not well known by Kano, is not signed by Kano or by him alone, no wonder he put up in another lawyer. Don't you know that any man, any lawyer can go to house of people and collect millions of naira and sign nonsense? Sin a Kano sign up. If I got you, lawyer. Then you are the one that signed it. You agree. What will you do? When you see how the only thing that lets your doors, he motivates us. That is where we speak our mind. The real war is in Biafra land. I want to tell you people this time around. Let everybody wake up. Let everybody wake up. Everybody. Wake up. It is time for you to prove yourself who you are. It is time to prove yourself that you are a Biafra man. We are not women. We are men. Call a spade a spade. Call a spade a spade. That is what makes up a man. Call a spade a spade. And I believe that people kick out them is hearing my voice. I believe as you are saying that, this is how they are instigating other people to instigate the zona coordinators. That is that. Why I love my teacher? If not because of my teacher, I will just go to my house and sleep. Why I love my teacher? He said he stands for truth and he laid down everything he has for truth. And I stand for truth and I laid down everything I had for truth, even my life. Do you know that my teacher made me to change? Do you think that not this type of life I never did before? It's not. Now, let everybody wake up from slumber. Let everybody wake up from sleep. Atoni mo ni komara. Embrace your brother. Tell him I'm sorry. Embrace your brother. Tell him I am sorry. Whatever. Embrace your brother. Tell him I am sorry. Let's march on. Let's march on. Until we got what we want. Do you know that Jaffa is a spirit? Do you know that the only great enemy which can destroy Jaffa is enemy in the family? Do you know that outsiders cannot destroy Jaffa? Even during the wartime, including Britain, including all that fought the war against Jaffa, did not defeat Jaffa. Those who defeat Jaffa is Jaffa. Do you know who you are? Those who defeat Jaffa are Jaffa. We started with fighting empty-handed and capture our God, capture all the fires, capture everything they have, and use them to fight against them. There are no God. That's why we are Biafrans. I want to tell you, if you want to be Ifeazula in the midst of great people, God will not allow you this time around. If you want to be Ifeazula in the midst of great people, God will never allow you this time around. I want you to say, Oblong no yele. I want everybody to say, Oblovu no mele. Obunanda Oblovu mele. Obunanda Oblovu mele. Obunanda Haji particular in the Bible. Omele. We need Biafra. We got Biafra. Much forward. Much forward, that is it. Do you know that normally things are being made now? This man will just collapse in prison. Don't you know that? But I believe that Tupu Kikaiama has told him all this before time. Because I know when he said, even a time shall come when the principal officers, those that I say, I am in your front, I stand on your head, I am running even above you, I will carry your leg, I carry your, you who are in our blood. Nda, crazy. Nda. One of them be an Agari man and Rashman, not Agari, not a meeting. In fact, if they plan it, I do this, I'm not ready. Danny, no, no, Biafra, you can. Danny, you can. We are only people who keep on our word. Biafra in the Biafra land keeps that promise to Kano. Unless those who are fathered by Hausa. Then where is your promise? Where is your promise to your leader? I'm asking you now. Where is your promise? Where is your promise? I can remember when he said, when he wanted to start, I am going to barrister. Are we with me? Are you with me? Are you with me? Oh, that is gone. Oh, that is gone. I'm with him. Yeah, come. Come back to me. Come back to me. Yeah, where is the barrister? He mentioned many names. So, if in this sense you forsake him, oh, God forbid. What still keeps me today talking about Biafra when I remember him? When he calls me, Ojukwu Nwachineke, you are one of us. Then one of us, in this time, I begin to go another way. I will be a cost man, a man of under cost. I will be one of him till my death. That is a promise and covenant. What of you? What of you? What of you? There was a place he was then. There was a good earthquake. I used to put his radio here. I used to put it, the one I got. When I peep pens, I heard it. I begin to hear his voice. He says, I'm ready to do this anytime, any tamper, any move. It is not. So, I want to tell you now, everybody that is in my blood now, I want to tell everybody now, if anybody walk contrary to the Tupu Kikadiyama in the restoration of Biafra, any day your feet touch Biafra land, you become a dead man. Nobody will kill you. The blood of those who die for Biafra will kill you. The blood of those who pour down on the Biafra will kill you. Just take this. Many have gone. And we must have our land in Biafra. Nothing can stop us. Because this is the time of God. And no one can stop on the way. No one can hinder the Biafra to come. No man. Those three. No demon can do that. So you better embrace your brother and welcome home. I want everybody who have been talking before, talk in the Biafra radio. I want peace to reign. I want us to do it. The newborn baby is born to us. A bouncing boy. It's a gift to Biafra. Let this little kid unite you to the head. This is another man, the Kanu, born in the struggle, while his father is under in dungeon. That boy is going to be stronger than his father. He's going to do a story for the master. May this boy unite you people again. May this boy bring you people together again. Under the spirit of Tukul Kadiyama. Everybody heard my voice now. Know ye that this is the mind of God. You are. No matter how far wrong has been done, it can be corrected within 5 minutes. God is possible. With God, all things are possible. I am going to stop so far. But only thing I'm telling you people, arise and shine, for a newborn baby has been born unto us to unite us and to give us peace, to make us happy. That is God's gift. Let's all that hear my voice, both in abroad and in Biafra land. Biafra is about to come. God bless.
Thank you very much, Ujuku, for that, and what an inspirational one. And this is still Radio Biafra live transmission. We are here, we are direct, and God Almighty is in charge. This is, of course, 5 minutes past 8 p.m. here in London, and 5 minutes past 9 p.m. in Biafra land. Very soon we'll begin to take calls, and after that, of course, we will do other things. We'll be back in a minute.
We are friends and trees of righteousness. Ariwas are singing. We are friends and children of Almighty God. We are friends and children of Most High God. Others are singing. Biafra is undefeatable. Biafra, Biafra is undefeatable.
We are undefeatable.
Biafra is undefeatable.
We are trees of righteousness.
Biafra is undefeatable.
We are children of the Most High God. No defeats. You can defeat Biafra.
The Biafra I have chosen. Remember, I told you, you will know my children by my name. They name their children by my name, and they bear my name. Touch not my anointed. Biafra is the children of Abraham. I have covenant with them. I have covenant with their father. Biafrans are my responsibility. Biafrans are undefeatable. Nobody can defeat Biafrans. Biafrans are chosen in generation. Biafrans are chosen one. I have chosen.
Biafrans are undefeatable.
Biafrans
are undefeatable.
We are
friends, only
we are
children
of Most High God.
Trees of righteousness. Ariwas are singing. We are friends, are children of Almighty God. We are friends, are children of Most High God. We are friends,
we are undefeatable.
We are
trees of righteousness.
We are friends, only
we are children of Most High God.
No defeats. You can defeat your friends.
The Biafra I have chosen. Remember, I told you, you will know my children by my name. They name their children by my name, and they bear my name. Touch not my anointed. Biafra is the children of Abraham. I have covenant with them. I have covenant with their father. Biafarans are my responsibility. Biafarans are undefeatable. Nobody can defeat Biafarans. Biafarans are chosen in generation. The Biafarans are chosen one. I have chosen.
Biafras undefeatable. Biafras undefeatable.
We are undefeatable.
Biafras undefeatable.
We are Christ of righteousness.
Biafras undefeatable.
We are children of Most High God. Biafrans are trees of righteousness. Ariwas are singing. Biafrans are children of Almighty God. Biafrans are children of Most High God. Others are singing.
Biafras undefeatable.
Biafras
undefeatable.
We are trees of righteousness.
Biafras
undefeatable.
Undefeatable.
We are trees of righteousness.
Biafrans are trees of righteousness. Ariwas are singing. Biafrans are children of Almighty God. Biafrans are children of Most High God. Others are singing.
Biafras undefeatable.
Biafras
undefeatable.
We are trees of righteousness.
Biafras
undefeatable.
We are children of God.
Note beats. You can defeat Biafras.
I have chosen. Remember, I told you, you will know my children by my name. They name their children by my name, and they bear my name. Touch not my anointed. Biafarans are children of Abraham. I have covenant with them. I have covenant with their father. Biafarans are my responsibility. Biafarans are undefeatable. Nobody can defeat Biafarans. Biafarans are chosen in generation. The Biafarans are chosen one. I have chosen.
Biafrans undefeatable.
Biafrans
of righteousness. Ariwas are singing.
Biafrans are trading up Almighty God. Biafrans are trading up Bosa God. Others are saying, oh,
Biafrans on the feet table.
We are undefeatable.
We are
treasonous.
We are France on the
chosen one, I have chosen.
Biafra's undefeatable.
Biafra's
undefeatable.
Biafra's
undefeatable.
Biafra's
this is still Radio Biafra Live broadcast, and we have been having some issues with that live streaming for the past 10 minutes. And I want to say that for all intents and purposes, we are overcoming and we are moving forward. And I want the confirmation that people are hearing my voice, otherwise then it is persisting. But I must tell you that we are moving forward. It is very important that we understand the times that we are in at the moment. Times are different, and as such requires different approach. There are people in certain quarters, there are people who think somehow that Biafra is for sale. There are people who are in the comfort of their homes. There are people who are in their own comfort zones and dishing out rubbish in the name of blackmailing, in the name of write-ups and essays, as they choose to call it. And they think that Biafra is for sale. Biafra is not negotiable. If you are not part of this family, you better get out. Because our leader Nnamdi Kanu has laid a solid foundation for this project to be driven to its logical conclusion. Buhari has vowed not to release our leader Nnamdi Kanu. He is in fact holding him hostage. He is in fact kidnapping him and demanding ransom. That is what it is. Because the court of competent jurisdiction has on occasions acquitted our leader Nnamdi Kanu of all criminal charges and ordered Buhari and his cohorts to release him. And Buhari blatantly, before the international community, before the world, before the media, vowed not to release our leader Nnamdi Kanu. And this is another dimension to this particular struggle for the liberation and emancipation of Biafra. Our people must stand resolutely, our people must stand resolutely consistent at this particular point in time. There are some messages coming. I don't know what that means, but we are not going to be deterred. If you want any specific information, please send it directly to me. This is Radio Biafra live transmission, and we are live and direct. God Almighty is in charge. Radio Biafra Skype is not up and running, I must say. And this is to all those who are asking questions. Radio Biafra Skype is not up and running. We will sort it out very soon. Radio Biafra is not, Radio Biafra Skype is not up and running. And that is the situation at the moment. And back to what I was saying, Biafra is not for sale. There are people who think that Biafra is for sale, and they will be disappointed. There are people who have already been paid or have collected money, or out of their mischievousness think that they can just try and see whether they can pull through. Some of them have said that UTMF4 has gone out to collect money from Hausa Fulanis to betray the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu. That is a cheap lie, and that person must be singled out and be condemned for what or whom he is. It is very important that the IPOB family members around the world understand the need for freedom fighting. Freedom fighting is not about money, it is not about politics. And in this particular instance, the case of our leader Nnamdi Kanu cannot be politicized. Before this time, I have had private meetings with our leader, and he knows that. And now that things are somehow, he is temporarily not with us, a number of people are ganging up, and they think that they will derail the Biafra Restoration Project. And I have stick out my neck on this, and I'm saying that it cannot happen. Nobody can stop it. There are some people planning also in London, in Manchester area, to seize Radio Biafra equipment. And I'm laughing at them. It is very important that people understand something that they cannot do. There are things that are doable and others are impossible to do or to accomplish. Biafra has come to stay. It doesn't matter whom you are. It doesn't matter where you come from. It is not about me. It is not about any other person. Biafra is a natural occurrence. It is a spiritual journey, and that journey is coming to its logical conclusion. But before any advent, our leader Nnamdi Kanu, anybody negotiating for peace or for anything must have it at the back of his mind that that move must be led by our leader Nnamdi Kanu. There is no going back on that. In Biafra land, there are people looking around, probably taking money from external forces to destabilize what we are doing. There are people who are tampering with our FM relay stations in Biafra land. We are telling you that you cannot succeed, because very soon we will make it very, very clear to you that you can not succeed, and you will know that. I want to make it clear that our people should understand as well that it is not only Radio Biafra platform that will be providing all the services that you need. We have our TV station. We have our TV station, and that is another veritable platform from which you can get Radio Biafra and Biafra content. So you must brace up for this. You must make use of all these platforms. Radio Biafra is another platform which we have been using, and it is very, very common to everybody. But we are diversifying, and we cannot stand one place. Those who are looking for opportunity to enrich themselves in Biafra struggle will be disappointed. Biafra is not for sale. Biafra is not about money making. Biafra is not about politics. And it cannot happen on this platform. It is either you are in or you are out. It is either I am in or I am out. Biafra does not have tribe. For those who are teaching others that, oh, this person is from this place, this person is from Enugu, this person is from Owerri, this person is from Igwocha. That is the kind of primitive mentality that we cannot entertain on the platform of Biafra Restoration Project, and indeed in Biafra land. This is what our leader Nnamdi Kanu fought as well. And that primitive mentality must be expunged from the consciousness of our people. People are going about teaching others, oh, you come from Isukwato, you come from Abagana. That is why this person is talking the way he's talking. That is nonsense, and that is devilish. There is no tribe in Biafra. Biafran people are one. We are united by one ancestry, and it is on record. Anybody preaching all this nonsense to you, you must recognize the person as a devil, devil incarnate, and you must distance yourself from that person. We are one people, and nobody can stop us. If you allow what has happened in the 1960s and 70s to happen, then we wouldn't have been existent in the first place. There is no point clamoring for Biafra. But woe betide somebody or people who are, of course, propagating hate on the platform of Biafra Restoration Project. We will not accept that. And it cannot happen. We must once again stand in solidarity and in appreciation to Chukwuga Biama for having made it possible for us to witness another addition in the Biafra family. With respect to a bouncing baby boy born to our leader Nnamdi Kanu, we can only continue to thank God Almighty Chukwuga Biama to continue to bless the family, to continue to protect the child, the mother, and indeed the Kanu family, the first family of Biafra, that in the end, and as always, he will grow up in the presence of God and continue to do what his father has been doing. There are a number of headlines, of course, which we will read, and after that we begin to take calls. Rise Up MBA Nigeria Association Senior Advocates of Nigeria as inter-society bless Buhari and those who are, of course, paying lip service to what he's doing. Rise up, NBA. Rise up, Sons. Blasting Buhari is not enough. Going by the word of the leadership of International Society for Civil Liberties and Rule of Law, that it is deeply dismayed concerning brazen falsehood being spread by the presidency of Buhari and its procured agents, saying that Nnamdi Kanu was recently released and rearrested for charges of treasonable felony and four other lesser charges. We are not surprised at such falsehood and its originators. The Buhari administration, particularly owing to the fact that the foundation of the administration is laid on incurable falsehood and propaganda. Buhari does not understand what is tenets of democracy. Buhari has no clue about what democracy is all about. Indeed, Buhari has no plan. For those who call themselves Nigerians, your name will continue to be sorry because you are in an almighty mess. Buhari is fighting corruption, but he does not know what corruption is all about. Because if he understands what corruption is, he himself would have looked introspectively at himself and his activities since he came into the political arena. Buhari is a corrupt politician. Buhari is soiled in his hands in so many corrupt practices, and he is not innocent. Buhari does not respect the rule of law. Buhari forged his certificate during the electoral process. Buhari forged his certificate, his secondary school certificate, at the time he was a candidate for the APC, the political arm of Boko Haram. And nobody is talking about it. It is everywhere on the internet. Buhari surrounded himself with men of questionable character, corrupt politicians. Buhari received first hand, because that time the only account that Buhari campaign organization had was being controlled by Buhari. Buhari received huge sums of money, billions, from Rotimi Amaechi, the former River State governor, who siphoned the River State treasury to campaign Buhari, to form Buhari's campaign, presidential campaign. And Buhari knew right from the outset that this man was stealing, and he paid lip service to it. He gave a blind eye to it. Today, Rotimi Amaechi is a minister, and Buhari is not talking. And Buhari is now selectively witch hunting his political opponents, not necessarily fighting corruption, but he is using the EFCC, the DSS, to molest, to harass his political opponents. And that is lack of objectivity. That does not portray the image of somebody who indeed has interest of his people at heart. And we have been hammering on this, that Buhari does not come in to rule. Buhari has ulterior motive. Buhari is vindictive. Buhari is here to continue his genocidal orgy of violence against the Biafran people. And as you can see, he has killed a number of people in Biafra land. He has maimed a number of people. He has jailed a number of people. He is torturing several number of Biafran people. He is indeed holding a leader Nnamdi Kanu ransom. He is, of course, torturing him for no just cause, that he stood for the freedom of his people. And the world is looking the other way. We are asking the international community, we are asking the United Kingdom, we are asking the British government to do more, because if our leader Nnamdi Kanu, if anything happens to him, the British government will bear the responsibility. they'll be held accountable for whatever happens, because not only that our leader now the count is being tortured day in, day out, not only that he is being subjected to all manner of inhuman and degrading treatment, not only that he is being subjected to prohibited banned torture techniques such as hooding, waterboarding, deprivation of sleep, the United Kingdom government, the British government is in the know of all this, and they are paying lip service to all this. Even if you pretend not to know, we are now telling you that the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, is undergoing serious torture, serious difficulties. He is being subjected to things that is inhuman, things that are inhuman and degrading. We are now telling you, do something. You are, you signed the Convention on Torture, and you know what all these things is, all these are. You are, of course, in the know of these prohibited torture techniques that have been banned and prohibited in international law. And you are at the forefront of banning and prescribing them. Where you are allowing your citizen, Nnamdi Kanu is a British citizen, and he is by right, by default, entitled to all the privileges that accrue to British citizens. Not only that, even if he's not a citizen, you cannot let him to be subjected to torture in a territory that you know that cannot vouch for his safety. This time around, he is a citizen, and you are knowingly allowing him to be tortured by Buhari, the man that has no respect for rule of law, the man that has no respect for human rights, the man that cannot obey court orders, simple court orders. Still, he goes to the court to seek redress. But when judgment is given by the court, he does not obey it. What kind of man is that? He is a danger to the international community, and the world should see it as such. The British government has a responsibility to repatriate her citizen Nnamdi Kanu back to Britain. There are no two ways about it. After all, Buhari was supported in all its ramifications by the British government to come to power. The same support was given by the United States government. And we are asking all IPOB family members, United States, United Kingdom, to intensify effort to lobby the British government on this. Because if anything happens to our leader Nnamdi Kanu, the British government and her citizens will bear the responsibility. It is more than 80 days that he has been detained. He has been incarcerated illegally. It has been more than 80 days that he has been subjected to torture and inhuman and degrading treatment. And the world is listening. And the British government is aware. The time is now, not tomorrow, to do something. What you are doing, what you have been doing is not enough. You need to step up the game, and it will only take an instruction, let me put it that way, to Buhari to release the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Namde Kanu. Biafra is a spirit. Biafra is an emerging nation. And nobody can stop it. But we are asking for justice to be done. People's anger is boiling. Tension is rising. And it is getting to a point when we may no longer be able to control our people. Now is the time. According to InterSociety, that is the article I'm reading here, and we will drive it down to a point. And that the truth is that Nnamdi Kanu had never been released on bail and unconditionally from the DSS custody since his arrest on 14 October 2015 till dead. He had also never been rearrested since then, contrary to the report that he was on bail and rearrested. That is subterfuge, and nobody can turn this against us, because the world is seeing whatever is happening. While citizens, while Sambo Dasuki, recklessly accused of committing multiple offenses, was released on bail twice and rearrested twice, including being placed under house arrest, Nnamdi Kanu was treated in harsher manner by being detained for 80 days without a single day of breath of freedom till death. This clarification is extremely important so as to de-abuse the minds of all Nigerians and members of the international community targeted for contamination by Buhari and his presidency and its shared agents, hired agents, who are desperately looking for escape routes and excuses and justifications over their abominable policy of judicial mockery, subjugation and suppression, which Buhari recently and openly lent credence to. Nigerian Bar Association, Senior Advocate of Nigeria, and InterSociety should do more. Blasting Buhari on the newspaper is not enough. You should understand that he is a daft and can't be moved by your blast on paper, notwithstanding that the fact has been said. My point is, according to InterSociety, Nigerian Bar Association, SANS, and other human rights activists should take to the street and protest. You can go on strike. Citizens of Nigeria, lovers of freedom and equity and justice, should wake up and practically protest the dictatorship of Buhari, which is leading Nigeria into anarchy. The song Nigerians should be singing now is, the rule of law must be respected and obeyed. But we told you that Nigeria is a lawless society, that Buhari has no plan, he has no clue what government is all about. Buhari is a dictator in civilian uniform, and we are urging our people to remain resolute. The protests across Biafra land continues and around the world. We are putting one or two things together in Biafra land owing to some orchestrated and deliberate attempt by some people to infiltrate the rank and file of IPOB family, and we are saying no to that. This is Radio Biafra live transmission. We are live, we are direct. God Almighty is in charge. Disobedience to court orders. Judges vow to cut Buhari to size. Angered by Buhari's disdain for court orders, some concerned judges have vowed to defend the independence of judiciary by always looking at the letters of the law ahead of the president's famous body language and emotions in discharging their duties. During last Wednesday's President Buhari's maiden broadcast or maiden media chat, he dismissed certain concerns of the pension security agencies under him to flagrantly violate valid court orders, especially as it relates to the National Security Advisor Sambo Dasuki and the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra POB, Nnamdi Kanu. We are asking our people to make this an everyday tweet, to make Buhari's media chat an everyday tweet until the world is tired of it, because Buhari is a danger to civilized society. Buhari does not understand what democracy is all about. He does not understand what human rights is all about, and so should be placed where he belongs. First, whatever you say, if Kanu dies in detention, according to Aki King, which they are telling Buhari, we have been calling on these organizations who have been keeping mute all along to wake up. And probably Aki Kenga is waking up at this particular point in time. But it's not only on the pages of newspaper. It should be met with practical actions on the ground. Igbo think tank Aki Kenga on Wednesday described the continued detention of the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, by the Department of State Service, despite bail by a court, as executive lawlessness. Its president, Godi Uwazirike, said that Igbos will hold the government of President Buhari responsible if Kanu dies. He said it is executive lawlessness to detain a man who has been unconditionally released by the court of competent jurisdiction. That is what the law says. That is why the judiciary is there. The rule of law is a cardinal part of our democracy, so when the court gives judgment, everyone obeys. It is not for the government to prosecute and adjudicate at the same time. To continue to detain a man after he has been freed is nothing but executive brigandage. And that is what we have been telling our people, that there is no intention to retreat, there is no intention to surrender. As a matter of fact, there are some people, all these groups in Biafra land and elsewhere, who are directly involved in the ordeal of our leader Nnamdi Kanu, and we are urging our people to stand shoulder to shoulder with our leader, because there is no retreating, there is no surrendering until he is unconditionally released. Of course, the court has issued injunction that he be released, but Buhari is holding him extrajudicially, and albeit in an unlawful manner. The number to call remains +447 405 964 146, +447 405 964 146. Another number we have is +447 466 366 391, +447 466 366 391. They call on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Good evening. Yeah, I can hear you. Good evening, sir.
Welcome to the program. Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Anthony Akpeti Chukwuka. I'm calling from Igbocha. And I hail from Amai in Delta State.
Thank you very much.
So
go ahead.
I want to thank you for your good work, how you are handling the issue on ground. I want to tell you that you have to be confident of yourself. I thank you as you are following the structure of our director, which have put down. Don't allow other people to come and deceive you, to come and cause confusion, so that we be divide apart. I know that is the handwork of the enemy. I know that. But because of the Chukwu Bikadiama, we are going to win them. We are not, there's no retreat, no surrender. We have to move ahead. I want to use this medium to beg those people who are trying to cause confusion, who are trying to betray, that they should desist from all those things, because divided we fall. But when we are together, we move forward. So I want to tell them, I would want to use this opportunity to tell them that they should forget all those things. Let us move together so that we can achieve what we are into. So what we are going to do now is, what we are supposed to by doing now is to think how we are going to remove our director out of that hand of the enemy. How to pull him out of that place. That is what is on ground now. They should forget any other thing. We should carry out our protest, doing all what you asked us to do. Not to begin form another fashion and begin to plan another thing. That one will bring down our struggle. So for our struggle to move forward, we have to be in one accord to pursue the Biafra. So I want to use the point to thank everybody, and I'm begging everybody, all IPB members all over the whole world, that they should remain resolute, that they should not be distracted with any things that is going on now. Because I remain resolute. I know how I argued all these things when people came to me and begin to discuss all these things the last quarter. We and the Hausa, we have no relations. So I want to use the opportunity to beg everybody, all IPUB members, that they should remain resolute. They should not divide themselves, because all these Hausa people, what they are doing is for us to divide. If it happens that they succeed, they will simply look at them. You see, they cannot even fight for just one cause. So, and they will begin to laugh at us, because I know what I'm passing through when I see some of all this Hausa planning when we are working together. Then we say, okay, let's see how we are going to bring him out. Let's see how we're going to bring him out. I say, no, look, it's not by force. If you want it by force, we are capable to do it by force, but we want to follow the rule of law. That is why you see he's still remaining there. Already the court has set him free, but the president refused to leave him. So that one, we say we are coming for that. So I want to thank you for your good work. I pray God will bless every one of us, and bless the new baby boy that our director wife has just put to bed. So I will thank God for that. So I pray to director, God will continue to protect him there, to keep him. He will find favor from the people that is in his side there. People will come to him from the east, from the west, from the south. Nothing will happen to him.
Thank you very much.
We continue to guide. Hello, hello. I'm hearing you. Hello.
Yes, go on, go on.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I see God Almighty. We continue to guide our director. We continue to guide every IPOB member. Whatever the plans of the enemy shall not come to pass in the member and the life of the IPOB member. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.
Yes, hello. So.
Yeah. So, make I use the opportunity to talk to my people in my dialect.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, please.
So, in the economy of the national, this join this race, because can you soon there now go so that by the time we're going to say, and we say, she whether or not, whether and acquire.
Yes, hello. I think that line is off. We take another call, your name and where you are. We thank him for his contribution. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Good evening, my deputy director, Ishenefo.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
My name is Ishikun Nelson, and I'm calling you from where? I'm a native of Umuwa Panam. My director, I'm very happy about the way you are handling things right now in IPOP. My deputy director, this man called Ikechukwu is talking rubbish. Where is Ikechukwu when our woman was shot at Oka? He ran away. He jumped across the gutter and entered one shot and run away. Where is Ikechukwu when we are shot at Mpo? Where is Ikechukwu when we are shot at Bridgehead? that man is a rubbish man. I'm here to tell you that I, myself, Chukwuma Sonemeka, we die where director dies, and I'm full support of you. We'll meet him when we see him face to face. Thank you, my deputy director.
Thank you. God bless you. This is Radio Biafra Live Transmission. We are live, we are direct, and God Almighty is in charge. Next caller, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? No, we take another call. The caller on the phone, you know, well, can you hear me?
Yes. Good evening, my deputy director.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yes, I'm hearing you. Good evening, my deputy director.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Go ahead, please. Hello? Not sure what's going on. The next caller, your name and where you are?
Yeah, my deputy director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Mr. Sunday Craig. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Thank you.
Yeah, my deputy director, first of all, I want to comment you on your efforts on how you keep on uniting the Afras. Because you know that you are one. I say, may God be with you. And I want to... Hello?
Yes, we are listening. Go ahead.
I want to make comments. I want to say glory be to God for the new warm baby given to our director, Nnamdi Kanu Jr. I say, may the Holy Spirit be with him and guide him anywhere he is. And I know that he will be happy to come from a family from Nnamdi Kanu. That we say, may Almighty God be glorified. Well, I want to say something about the new government now in Abia State. Alex Oti is trying to be the governor of Abia State. He's from my community, but I don't think if I were to say, I will say that that man is trying to come up with like Gota Sokorocha comes in a cloth of sheep while he is a lion inside him under Abga. From Abga he becomes to APC. Now he is commenting France. So likewise Alex Oti. Alex Oti is coming up to rule Abia State in the name of Abga. While, if I were to say, I would say that that man has reached an agreement with Buhari that immediately he is sworn in as an Abga chairman, he will become from Abga to APC. And from there, he will stop for the freedom of Biafra. He will stop Biafra from advocating for their freedom. And if this is one of his aims, of coming out to Abia State. He's from my local government. He's from Arochukwu. And I want to tell him that if this is your aim of coming out to Abia State, you are not going anywhere. It is better that PDP retains Abia State. It is better that that Ungwa man, Ukezi Ipazo, continue ruling Abia State. If you will come with mirror images in the name of Abga, and later on you will become from Abga to APC, I totally disagreed with you. But if that is not the end, surely you become the governor. So I want to also commend my fellow IPOB members worldwide. I want to say, may God strengthen us. We are not going to be separated. And those ones in River State, in Bayelsa State, and Kwaibom, we are all one. Despite what Nigerian people may come and tell us, say that this one, you are Niger Delta, this one you are by South South. Nothing like Niger Delta, nothing like South South. We are one Biafra. After all, the person that brings this name, Biafra, is not an Igbo man. He's not from South East. He's from Southern Ijo in Bayelsa State. The reason why Ojukwu carries it at his head that time is because he was the Eastern governor. As at then, Ojukwu was not the founder of Biafra. but he fought for it. The person that brings this name, Biafra, I am talking to our fellow Bayesian brothers and the rivers. Ujuku is not the founder, is not the one that brings this name, Biafra. It is Bayes Amar. So let us stand resolute. And the Bayesian people, if you people are keeping quiet in this struggle, you are betraying the language of your brother. Uh-huh. So Ujuku is not the only fight for it. The reason why he fought for it is because he was the Eastern Governor, old Eastern Governor at that time. That time there's nothing like Niger Delta. It's only Obasanjo that brings Niger Delta to differentiate us, telling us that we are not one. But one comes his own with the South to make us think that we are different. We are not different. Let's come together. Whether Bayelsa or Kwaibo, we are all one from the same mother, the same father, even though we don't speak one language. You see? So what I'm trying to say is that we are brothers. Let's come together and unite and fight for our freedom. All these people have fooled us all this while. It is high time we stand and tell them that we can't continue to be fooling again. We are now, we realize who we are and we are going to stand on who we are. You see? So now I want to step to Buhari. Buhari is Nigerian president. You are Buhari. I want to let you know that you are not God. And if I will educate your Bible ignorant mind, I will tell you to go and read the history between Pharaoh and Moses. The devil used Pharaoh to torment the Israelites, and later on, God used Moses to deliver the Israelites from the hand of Pharaoh, and Pharaoh dies in the Red Sea. I want you to know that if you sit on releasing Nnamdi Kanu, you will likewise that, because I know you listen to Radio Biafra now, because there's no any other radio that is telling the truth, the same Radio Biafra, and you like to hear the truth. And as at now, I know that you are listening to Radio Biafra, so I want you to hear me. Release Nnamdi Kanu and leave. If you don't release my director, our director, the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra, you are going to get it hot. I am trying to tell you that River Niger is going to be your race where you will die if you don't allow our director to go and also visit Biafra. Biafra is a biblical country. We are the Israelites in West Africa. And we are not part of you. Despite the unification of amalgamation 1914, we are tired. The 1914 amalgamation has expired. And we are now know who we are. And we want to be who we are. Who God wants us to be. We want to serve our God. You see, we are not the same. We are different. We are different. Culture, language, everything, appearance are different. So allow Biafra to go and live. But if you say that you will not allow Biafra to go, you are going to die like Pharaoh and see Biafra will go. So I urge you, please, we are still all Africans. Even though Biafra succeeds out from Nigeria, we can still be helping you as our neighboring countries. You can still be coming here to do your business and go. Likewise, we come to your country and do your business and go. So we are not going to be enemies. But if you want us to be enemies, you continue with our Nnamdi. With our Nnamdi. But I want to tell you, when the person that sent Nnamdi will come asking you of Nnamdi, you will not be able to answer, and you will get it hurt. Stop paying money for Biafran people in order to destabilize us. Stop paying Nigerian money to Biafran people, because that money, they are just using it. You give them money, and then later on, they still go back and do whatever they want to do. It is high time if you are wise. God has said somebody should go freely. You said and acquitted, and you are still withholding him. And that is a slap on the court. That's the reason why the court need to start it, to stand up on their feet. Now, these people, you people made these people who they are. And you say whatever you say stands. Now, they have said something and they are going against it. Have you seen it? That is to show that something is not somewhere. And before you came out for Nigeria presidential election, you should have been taught what democracy is all about. You don't know what democracy is all about. You thought that we are still in the military. We are no longer in the military. It is high time you look for somebody to talk to you what democracy is all about. And then you start behaving well as a president. So my director, I want to say, he who is seeking for the peace of others, peace will not lack in his family. as you are there, making sure that Biafrans are one. So therefore, your family is going to be one. And I also want to pray for our director. Our director, nothing will happen to you. You are sent from God Almighty. So many people used to say, Juku fought for Biafra and he didn't got it. Then, how be it that you are good? Then I used to tell them that Juku must not be the one to get Biafra. After all, Moses led the children of Israel out from the land of Egypt. It got to a point whereby his ministry got stagnated. Then Joshua has to take over from him. Have you seen it? Now, Ojukwu, let me say that Ojukwu is not like Moses. Now the Tano is not Joshua of our time. And he will be going to lead us. We believe on Nam the Tano, and whatever he says stands. As far as IPOB is concerned, he is the founder. Whatever he says, whatever he commanded us to do, we do. Remain resolute, we remain resolute. Lay down your arms, we lay down our arms. You see? So, as he is here, he is our director. Even though he dies tomorrow, he still our director. You see? So, I want to say that any man,
Nnamdi Kanu, our leader, will be alive to lead us to the destination point, which is Biafra land.
All of us will be alive to Nnamdi Kanu, who is alive. It's not that he will be. He is alive and then he will lead us to promised land. Biafra is not is for us and it's for everybody. Everybody will be alive and witness. Even Buhari, if you don't die in that city, you will live and help Biafra. You will live to glorify Biafra. You will bow down to Biafra. And when you bow down to Biafra, you will become, you just be like, in fact, you're going to be like that. You see? So our director of the Holy Spirit will keep you anywhere you are, and they give you the wisdom to challenge your enemies. As the day is gone, so is your wisdom going to be increasing every day, every second. Direct spiritual wisdom, divine wisdom, to stand still. In fact, nothing will happen to you. You will come back and we will celebrate your newborn baby. And we will celebrate it. Tomorrow I am going to embark on 3 days fasting and prayer. And I will conclude it on Sunday in my church. And I promise God that, because my pastor asked us to lay down our this thing in our heart, whatever we want God to do for us. And there are two things I didn't lay down any other things, only two things. Nnamdi Kanu, my director, should be ladies, and Biafra should be the man. And I say, God, this year will not pass, Biafra will emerge. And then Nnamdi Kanu is going to, the Biafra flag is going to stand up.
Is
and Nnamdi Kanu has come out from the enemy's camp, coming out with the Biafra flag. And
is
the Biafra flag will stand there forever and ever.
Is
that is what I promised God. And tomorrow I will embark on 3 days fasting, then I will conclude it on Sunday. So that I will wait for my God. If God is not answering me, then I promise God, if you see this prayer, all of us are embarking on. If he didn't answer us, then it is, we turn around and began to serve another God. But God forbid, God will answer us. Because he said, whatever we pray, it is only because of the name of Jesus Christ that he will answer us. God has answered our prayer. Only that. Very soon, our director is going to be released and Biafra will emerge.
All
this I pray in Jesus' name.
I still want to
recommend those who knows the truth. And like somebody like Fayomi Kayode, you are the man. Keep on saying the truth. Nothing but the truth.
Yes, thank you very much and God bless you. Thank you. I'm now going to the line. I am joined by Barrister Mambezu. Barrister, are you hearing me?
Yes, good evening.
Barrister, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Uchiha. Good evening, my fellow dear friends. All of you, wherever you are, this is a new year. New year with new ideas, new aspirations, and new coordination. All of you out there, please remain focused. Do not be distracted by tittle-tattle. I will urge all of you, those who are phoning in and calling in and saying those who are trying to do this or that. No. All of you should remember one thing. In every struggle, there is always a trouble. Always. But usually resolved, it's like in a classroom, when a head teacher and the teachers are having problems, they will not let their pupils to know. Otherwise, there will be bigger problems for them to solve. Head teacher and teachers, they do have problems. Every struggle, there is always a trouble, or it's usually resolved. I repeat, Uchemefo Wokugua is the deputy director. Omiomio is the head of Directorate of State. Even if we are having problems, let it be within us. It should not concern all our brothers and sisters out there protesting, galvanizing the effort for the restoration of Biafra. It should not affect any of you. None of you should be involved. Leave the problem for those who are in authority. They will solve it. There is always a student problem in any capacity, in any situation. Even here in London, the House of Parliament, they do have problems. They resolve it within them. They don't get all the MPs involved. Please, all of you should be aware of this. Let the HOD, the deputy director, solve their problems out. It will be solved. You people should not get involved and start escalating any problem if there is. I don't think there is. But if you have perceived any problem, leave it for those at the helm of affairs to fix it. Director Owaburuburu Ahamadike is there suffering, and we're here bickering. It doesn't make sense. It's a big shame that we're here quarreling within us. Hausa Fulani Boko Haram are laughing. Buhari, the terrorist, the uncircumcised, foolish, uneducated idiot, is looking at us laughing. Yes, they are winning. Tony Blair is walking around. This man is never satisfied with the oil he has stolen. Tony Blair is a Labour Party man. The Labour Party put Biafrans into the problem we have today with them and Harold Wilson. Tony Blair is still looking around our people. Tony Blair, we want free education in Biafra. We want good infrastructures in Biafra. 24/7 electricity in Biafra. We want good industries in Biafra. We want good sound education in Biafra. We want good hospitals. We want good roads. Tony Blair, stop walking around. The problem you caused in Iraq is still there. The one you caused in Libya is still there. Wokukua, these are the things we're supposed to talk about. Not within us. We cannot have an infight. It will never help us solve any problem. Let's fight those who are fighting us, not fighting each other. We will resolve whatever problem we have within us. Let's send Tony Blair away from the African land. This guy is never saturated with oil. One day his head will go into a barrel of oil. He will drink it and die. Tony Blair has caused a lot of trouble worldwide. He's still causing trouble, going around, trying to promise the people from Ogoni. He'll give the tape or something million. Where have you been all these years? You guys connive that killed Shoromiwa. Our people will never fall prey to all your plans. All your concoction plans will never work again. Britain put us into this situation. They refuse to recognize the Afrans seeking for asylum. Yet, you go into our country, destroying us. Are you ashamed of yourselves? If you have recognized the Afrans, then we will stay here and relax and say, well, let's forget the Afrans. You are not recognizing asylum seekers, Biafra asylum seekers. British people refuse to recognize us. Tony Blair is still going around, looking around Abuja, going to River State. Tony Blair, enough of all this walking about of yours. Keep and hold your family. Mugabe told you before. Tony Blair, keep your Britain. Let Mugabe keep Zimbabwe. Tony Blair is still walking around the African area. Tony Blair, you are ashamed for all the things you have done in Africa. Are you ashamed? One day you will die in Africa, and then your family will suffer the consequence. Leave us alone, Britain. We are fed up of your concoction. Your amalgamation have killed the Afrans. You don't recognize us and suffering. You send our suffering Boko Haram to be killing the Afrans. Yes,
they don't recognize us. Stop going to Biafra land. We don't want you anymore. Tony Blair. Okoku, I have to come back again. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra live transmission. We are live, we are direct. God Almighty is in charge. But let me make one thing clear here. The announcement I made, the suspension I made, the suspension I issued remains in place. The head of Directorate of State, Miles Uchenna, remains suspended. And the changes made in Biafra land remain. There are going to be other changes for avoidance of doubt, so that when it happens, you will not say that you are not warned. Very important. We must understand the times that we are in at the moment. I repeat that the head of the Directorate of State, Mazi Uchenna-Sebo, remains suspended, and that all the announcement appointments I made remain until further notice. The caller on the phone, your name and where? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? No. The next caller, your name and where you are?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, Muche, my name is Ibane. I'm calling from Ijota.
Thank you very much.
Yes, Muche, I'm happy to get you this morning. Honestly speaking, I'm happy to get you this morning because this is my first time to call this radio station. What I want to say is that, please, I thank everybody that is contributing for whatever the our struggle we are pursuing, because now we have discovered that the Northerners and the Yorubas are going to Babalawo. Why I mention it in Yoruba land, so that they understand it. They are going to Native Doctor, they are going to Bibia. They are doing acts of sacrifice to make sure that he will put us to be finished among all of them. Now, they are using the media, newspaper. Look at what is Banga doing to the BCD concerning our brothers in the Igota area. So now, we have to get everybody in touch. These people don't want Biafra to come, because they know that if Biafra comes, all their plan is finished. So what I want to say, let everybody, let all Biafrans, all hands must be on this. Okay, what I want to say is this night, listen to me carefully. Anybody that is not with us, let him move away from what we are doing. Because we have discovered that they penetrate through some of our brothers and they killing us. Because when somebody called himself Nnamdi Muhammad Sani, look at Nnamdi Muhammad Sani. They say they are Igbo Muslims based in Abuja. They say they don't support what the right wing is doing. They want the unity of the. So this Nnamdi Sani, one day now he will be a member of the IPOB, and he will call himself only Nnamdi. He will not mention that Mohammed and Sani. Then he will be among the inside circles of the IPOB. Then he will be thinking that you are having a meeting with your brother. He will be thinking that this is a hardcore Biafra. Then after when he comes here, the only thing he will be bringing the way to bring the unity. We will scatter whatever the plan we are doing. We will put in confusion into it. In fact, what I'm trying to say now, let all the Biafrans know that those ones that we address the leadership of each and four, we are among the people that are killing their friends. Don't blame only us and the other. I know why I'm jumping this in because of my friend with friends. So those people that, and I want to call you after the look at this, because it is very, very important.
Yes, yeah, thank you very much. You can try and summarize it then.
Hello?
Yes, I am hearing you. I'm hearing you. I'm saying you can try and summarize it. That's fine.
Please, I want to speak with you after the broadcast, because sometimes I find it difficult to get you online because of...
Yes, that's fine. No problems. No problem. Next caller, your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, welcome to the program. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Sorry, I'm not hearing very well. Can you try to speak up? I don't know whether it's network issue.
Okay, my name is right now I'm calling from
the right, welcome to the program. I don't know, I'm not hearing you very well. I think there is an issue with this line. Let us see.
Off the line. I would like to give it.
Okay, that's fine.
So please, you can take my number.
Yes. That's fine.
Okay, I'll give it.
Yes.
Okay, please. After the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next caller, your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Okay. Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening. Welcome to the program.
I'm happy to talk with you here. I've been trying this number for more than 2 months now.
3 months? That's a long time indeed.
Yeah.
And welcome to the program.
Yeah, my name is Oyolohi Ogwuche. I'm calling from Igwaja, Ahe Tembele Street.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, I am hearing you. Go ahead.
Hello? Okay. I want to tell you, Deputy Director, that we, Idoma, we are strongly...
Yes, go ahead.
I want to tell you that we, Idoma, we are all Biafrans. We are strongly... behind Biafra.
Thank you.
We are all Biafra.
Yes.
Biafra.
Yes.
And by the special grace of God, our director will soon get this.
He say.
And I would like to speak to my people in Madale.
Exactly. Go ahead, please.
You don't mind why then? I'm not you. Belong to Biafra. I'm not sure if you're a good person.
Egenjalo, Sam, Ujama, Egenjalo, Japan, Sam, Alanya, Biafran, Egenjalo, Biafran, Elogabina, Basabaya, Buhari, Lausa, Fuan, in Havon, Ibayafan, Havoma, Ojabuka, Lea, Ulugabin, Miami, Havoa, at the Vaboa, Chilo, you know, Chapuchuan, Doku, and Korea, Ujama, Sam, Egenjalo, Kutia, Toha. Last time that I traveled to my place, I spoke and I encouraged my people about Biafra. I encouraged a lot of them. I opened their eyes. You know, I tell them about Biafra. So they are looking it from the angles that Biafra, you know, Biafra, they are in the people, you know, based on what they have been hearing, the Hausa Fulanis have been telling them. But I went to my place, I encouraged them, I told them about Biafra. That we are all Biafra. We are Idoma, Benue people, we belong to Biafra. We are not Hausa Fulani people. We don't belong to them. They should go on their own. We belong to Biafra. And we are Biafra. And we are strongly Biafra. You know? So nobody can discourage us. Nobody can separate us.
We are one. God has nobody joined. Can divide us.
Yes. Yes. God has joined us together. And we are Biafrans. And we all join hands together and fight this battle. So that is what I have just told them in my dialect now. That all of them should put on their strength. You get yourself ready for this battle. By the special grace of God, our director will be released. That nonsense man called Buhari, he doesn't know what he's doing. I know that my director is more than all of them here. Because my director is educated. He is a well-known man in this country, in the whole world. You see? So by the grace of God, he will soon be released. And we will get our country back from our nation, Biafra. So I've been trying to call you since. So I'm very, very much happy. I'm very grateful, you know, to get in touch with you this night.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. I will go to the line now. Uzoka, can you hear me? I don't know whether he's there or not. Uzoka, can you hear me? Uzoka, can you hear me? This is unbelievable. I'll see if we can go back to him at some point. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, hello. You're speaking. This is a live broadcast. Welcome to the program.
All right. Okay, this I remember Emmanuel Drubo. I hope he's not forgotten.
Yeah, I haven't forgotten.
All right, the one talking about opening of a file and all that.
Yes, hello. Go ahead.
I overheard things happening to our family, and personally, if I tell you I'm happy, I'm not at all. I cry day and night concerning this issue. It's too early for you to hear this. But at the same time, I'm saying that please let all the people. In fact, I was just a bit happy a little. Just because I will have somebody I've been expecting to speak as well, which is Barista. And I think I'm so happy for that address as well. And at the same time, I'm saying that all of us over there all of you over there should come together and settle this thing amicably. Let this thing be settled today, tomorrow, or next tomorrow. Let this matter be settled so that this matter will not be raised again. Everyone, I know, I will not say, for now, I can't conclude that they have done us bad, or they have betrayed us, or that. I cannot mention that now. What I'm saying is that it might be misunderstanding, because misunderstanding brings problems to anywhere. And this kind of thing as well happens to anywhere. It don't, even December, the same father comes up, even husband and wife, it comes up as well. The ability to resolve it is one of the most, place that needed much wisdom to add to. So what I'm saying is that, that should be settled and settled for once for all, because we have a bigger task ahead of us to carry out. And we shouldn't be talking about that one. We should talk about the task to carry out, that is in our hands to carry. Because if we allow these people to march into us this morning, I don't know how afternoon and night would look like. So what I'm saying now is that should go. And there is another thing again I want to tell you about my duty. Please. Some calls that comes, when the calls come, try to solve that matter. As in, when the call comes, you try to put some light in that particular call before you could answer another call, so that we could get some things we need to hear from other persons. That is number one. Number two,
I don't understand what you mean.
Over what?
You said some calls will come. When some calls come, I should try and do what?
Okay, be careful. There is some course, that when the call comes, if it's some important course when they come, as in some light, some people will highlight or bring an issue that we need to hear more, or treat, or answer that question. I would like that such question to be fully or plainly answered.
Is there any question asked here that you want clarification? Is there anything said that you want clarification?
Maybe on the same time, I will still remind you my duty. But at the same time, my duty. Now, this is a new year. All of us know that this is a new year, and we should plan ahead. I know my people over here calling start and all that. Well, I know the problems we have, and I am praying that God will help us as well to get out of this mess. And the mess, the problem we are having now is not that we want this. Some most of them here want this thing. But they want this thing to come in a platform, which some of them are not ready to talk about it. They are praying that God should make everybody understand this thing. So what I'm saying is that all of us are Biafra. Whether Nigerians like it or not, we are Biafra. And nobody can say no, we are not. So we all know that we are Biafra. The whole people from that Delta State come to River City, all of us are Biafra. And I want us to know something as well. If you should watch Calabas, I know I am not close to them there, over there, but we all of us are faster. But I still believe one thing, that the kind of mind they have, we here don't have it. They are the people, I know the kind of role they play in the course of the Biafra wars. And I believe that more highlight, let there be more light on that them as well. Those people are over, the other guy that have been controlling away from there, let that guy be taking as in kind of, let have some kind of more orientation with him to get to other people so that there will be more, you know, more club over there. Because I know that from there we can still have much things to offer in this Biafra area, in this Biafra struggle. So my deputy leader, at the same time, I'm saying, please, let our drawing be very, very tactical in the sense of so that this battle, at the end of it, will rejoice. Because I know what I'm battling in the course of this research. Some persons, in the course of it, they come to tell me any kind of rubbish things I never wanted to hear, especially the outside. They will tell you that let us see how it will end. And the worst that could happen to us is that at the end of this thing, we find out that we are not getting to it. So if that the plans we have now is not going to give us more beautiful results, let us add to another thing. So at the end of it all of us will rejoice that the victory has been ours. And I want all of them over there and that's why to know that they are the people we are hoping more to put more eyes. And they should come together and make sure that there is a bigger forum that will enable us to shout hallelujah at the last point of this thing. So that at the last point, you will not see interstitial failure. Please, I am still urging everybody to look up over there to make sure that every plan shall be adding more things so that at the end of it all, all of us here will say yes, they over there. Because we cannot forget, I know too many persons, I cannot forget their voices. I know too many persons, even those women, those women that speak from Maryland. When I hear their voice, I used to be very delighted because they speak like men. And I'm still praying that heaven should bless them for me. Because these are the kind of people we need. And at the same time, let the plans be on ground. Please, my brother. And they do not be worried or much in the sense of, I don't know if this thing is too much. Because I know it's missionaries. You're handling this thing now. Talking, discussing, planning, you know, with them. I know it is not easy. And most times we should know that something like this, things like this comes up. But it is ability to work towards it. That is the wrong thing. So what I'm saying, my brother, is that it is not easy. Please, I pray that God should strengthen you more and strengthen those executives around you. Both in number, and other people, I pray that God should make everyone of us to understand the kind of thing we are fighting. So that the enemies will not get to the camp and move into us. Please, my deputy. And at the same time, I appreciate what we need in God's God, that our leader, well, just delivered. I pray that God should strengthen the great baby and as well as the mother as well. But at the end, so that we will rejoice.
You say, thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you and God
all
bless
right.
you.
All
thank
right. You. Okay, my dear. All right then.
Thank
I will
you.
Call you later.
Thank all you right. very much. Thank you.
Bye.
Can you hear me, Uzoka?
Yes, Tuchemefo. Good evening. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Yeah. Please permit me to announce our upcoming meeting, being the Saturday, the 9th of this very month. The Great Reference in London, the Great Reference in UK, this very announcement is very important for each and every one of us residing here in UK or here in London. It's very important. There will be a meeting of indigenous people of Biafra here in London on Saturday, be the 9th of January 2016. The time is 6:30 p.m. The venue, Johnny Hall, Elham Grove Road, Forest Gate. The postcode is E79AB. The direction from Stratford Station, take bus 86 or 25 and stop at Woodgrange Road bus stop, then walk towards Forest Gate Station. Donny Hall is at back of Cooperative Supermarket, and also you can take bus 330 or 308 or 58, stop at Forest Gate Station with overground station. Please stop at Forest Wanstead Park Station. Walk toward Forest Gate Station. Also, if you are missing your way, kindly contact our coordinator, Mr. Festus Anekwe, on 074-04-163-215. Or you can contact myself, Uzoka, on 074-740-2600. Also, you can contact our PRO, Chikezie Obijiak, on 079-61-201-337. Please, I want to urge each and every one of us residing here in London, it's very important to come to this very meeting. Also, members of Secret Listeners Association, when will you ever come to our meeting? Or is it to go on Facebook to gossip? Go on WhatsApp to gossip. Why can't you come up? Why can't you come up? Because the time is now. It is very important that each and every one of us know that Biafra restoration is for the futures of our unborn children. Biafra restoration will do me and you good. And also it's very important for which you know the quest at our hand. Come out and support the resurrection of Biafra. I want also advise each and every one of us coming on air. Barrister Imam Mezo have said it all. Sometimes problem may come, but the most important thing that we are moving ahead. Coming on air to say one thing or the other is not the way to solve it. And I believe we are moving on. There's nothing on earth will stop it. May I advise that idiot, that useless president of the Radical Republic of Nigeria, called Buhari? Hear this. Hear this. One day, you will sleep and you will never wake up. And Biafra will keep on doing what? Marching ahead. I want to encourage each and every one of us once again. Saturday is very important. Whatever gossip, whatever hearing, whatever you have been hearing, don't take it. As long as I'm consigned, believe you me, point gun on me, I'll still tell you that we are one. Nothing will stop it. Nothing will change it. Nothing will make us go back. We are one. We are marching forward. Come out and support the restoration of Biafra. I want to encourage the members of the DOLs. Please, somebody like Clifford Iloanya, we miss you. We miss your voice. You might be very busy, but do try as much as you can. As a barrister Imam Mezi did this very night, I'm very, very happy. I want to encourage Obidi Obienu, Madam Ugochukwu, please, you guys should start coming on air. Whatever thing you have been doing that is taking you away from this very evening program, please, it's very important. We want to hear your sweet voice again. It's very important. My dear Deputy Director Uchemefo, I thank you, and I pray that God will give you strength from strength for you to be able to hold this very good radio station until our Deputy Director is back. May I also use this very opportunity on behalf of the UK family. I want to say a very big kudos to our Evo Director wife for the bouncing baby boy. May God Almighty Chukwu Okike Abiyama guide and protect you and your newly born baby. In Chukwu Okike Abiyama's name I pray. Thank you very much, Uchemefo.
Thank you very much, Uzoka. May God bless you and bless every of your effort and your family and the family of IPOB around the world. Thank you very much. Call on the phone, you're on the way. Where can you hear me?
Yes, hello. Uchemefo, can you hear me? Good evening.
Yes, I can. Welcome to the program.
Okay. My name is Nkiruka Nisiran. I am calling from Romania, Timișoara. This is my first time calling. I've been trying to get this number when I was in Qatar with my husband, but I couldn't get it. But I'm surprised I get it this night, because it's very important to speak to the Afrians all over the world.
Yes.
This has been the Afrians, lovers of freedom. I thank you all for the struggle we have seen. You know, in a struggle like this, anything can come. People will fight. People, it's normal. It's like family. So what I want to advise the Biafrans outside there, please pray hard. What we are seeing is spiritual now. People we are fighting are sharing blood every day. They are going to every kind of to put their hands, because I saw something in my dream before the new year about Mbaka. I was surprised, and I said, this man of God, is it this real? This is when I made up my mind that no, this man is really out of God. He's no longer a man of God. And I said, I must call to share this dream, because this is important. I was in my dream the first night,
and we're waiting for fireworks for the New Year. So as the sound round 1, 2, 3 for the fireworks to blow so that everybody can enjoy the Happy New Year, I start praying. I say, God, what I'm asking in this 2016, grant us dear friends. Please, Lord, every enemy of Biafra, struck them down. They will never go punished this 2016. Bless our director, Mazin Namdi Kano, wherever he is now in the camp, enemy's camp. Oh, Lord, my God, protect and guide him. And Buhari will never go punished. With the DFS, no matter how they gang together to plan against Mazin Namdi Kano and Biafra, they will never go unpunished. After I pray finish, I pray other prayers. So I came back, I was sleeping. Something took me somewhere in my dream. I was in my dream for first of New Year. My dream, something took me somewhere. I saw Baka. Baka was in his adoration ground. It's like his adoration ground, like a new celebration of wedding. So I was standing there, and the thing that took me better me is just listening. I was listening. But I was saying, like, with anger, if you know that you support Biafra, stand up. He was not saying it like people should do what they want. He was just saying it like, don't do it because I don't want it, the way he was putting it in that dream. So, and people stand up, and from sitting down with fear, I saw in my dream, like, they caged them. I said, God. And he smiled when some people, or a lot of people sit down. And another thing he said, if you know you support Nigeria, I was smiling when he was saying this one. Please, I want you to stand up. And a lot of people stand up. And the people, the thing that took me there said, do you see what I'm telling you? I said, God. I was saying in my dream, this man will not go unpunished. God will punish you. The other must come. In the name of Yahushua, I was saying, and I wake up. My husband asked me, what happened? Hello? Uche, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. And I wake up, I was praying in my dream that Mbaka will never go unpunished. That God will expose Mbaka to 2016. That he will never go unpunished. When I was saying it, I woke up, and my husband said, what? I said, I had a dream. So what is the dream? I said, I found my country, Biafra, because you already know about Biafra. So what happened? I explained, as I explained now, but you know, when you are talking to white people, they don't see church because the way they brainwash Africa, they don't see church like that. They say, do you mean a man of God can confuse people? I say, sure, it's possible. You can brainwash people and make them do not listen. Okay? So when I explained to my husband, so I'm surprised, I didn't speak. But on second, I saw they want to assassinate the president of what, and they want to drag him to Pope. I was happy. I said, God, Mbaka will never go punish this 2016. If there are anything I will do, it's Mbaka will face. Because I know my name, and I know who I am, as our director used to say. Mbaka is just an ordinary person. Mbaka is nobody. Anybody that keeps going to all this churching that they brainwash people in Africa, especially in Nigeria, and they buy private jets and they do that Jesus, this is coming, it's rubbish. We are all there for money. So after that, I give God the glory. I am still praying. But all again, I want to say to you, I want to speak a lot, Biafra. We have to seek in prayers now. Because what I'm seeing now, Nigeria occultic power is really sharing blood every day. Oh my God. Now we are fighting spiritual fight. This is no longer physical. If you see what is going on in spiritual realm, these people are real men. But I know one thing that God has promised. Let's not look like it will get hard, but we must get there. The Biafra must come. No matter who is involved, not even Britain, not even Buhari, not even Obama will stop us. God has ordained it and Biafra will come. And what I want to tell Buhari or whatever he calls himself, the pedophile or the terrorist, what he's doing is, be careful with whom I'm becoming. The world is watching you. I'm telling you, this is not a joke. The world is watching you. If you see how your name is going on media, I'm telling you, you're not going to go through. Be very careful and release whom I'm becoming before it's too late. Because we have come out. And not even your money. Not even the money from the other land you are sharing the whole world in saving. Never. You are not going to be unpunished. Even as you are holding Nambi now, you will never go unpunished. This is my advice to you. So each one of us, I'm very happy for today that our first lady, the wife of our leader, just delivered the basket baby for us. This is Biafra and delivered for us. This is another IPOB that add in our life.
Yes.
I'm very grateful. I am praying for you. I'm praying for your family. I pray for all the families, IPOB all over the world. Please, everybody be strong. Don't blame one another. But even if we have anything within ourselves, let's solve it. Forget about what the enemy is doing. It's not all that party to end it. This is for sure. We know all this for sure. But what I'm saying is that the hardcore Biafran should stand still. Nobody should relent. Nobody should give up because we are dead. And nothing, I said nothing. Nothing will stop us. And I pray that God bless you and your family and all your IPOB all over this world. And thank you so much for listening to me. Thank you, Chinoka.
Thank you very much, and God bless you and family. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra live transmission. We are, of course, inching closer to ending this program, but we will take one or two more calls. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, good evening, Uche Befo.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Yeah, my name is Ibe, calling from Igocha.
Thank you, go ahead.
Yes, I want to give an information. Last time we did a protest, the last protest we did in Igocha, somebody, one honorable Okata, former member of Igbo State House of Assembly, was somewhere and was bragging. Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yes, he was bragging that our director will not come back how he is in DSS. Well, that was what Amechi told them. He was a member of Rivers State of Assembly. Kota is his name from Omoma local government in Rivers State. That our director will not come back with. That he will not come back as a man. That they will poison his AC. Even if he comes back, he will die. So let the whole world have this in their mind. That's the question I have, because I've been trying to bring information for the past 1 month. I cannot get video Biafra. So let Biafra have it in mind that Anechi said Nnamdi Kanu will not come out there as a human being again from the thread. Because he's from his former assembly member had this in a joint. He doesn't know about Biafra. Please, I want to give this information. Do you have it in mind? Yes, thank you, my brother. And I give you kudos. And I want to say that you go check for Biafra. Whatever I want, we'll give them. Thank you, my brother. And God bless you.
Thank you. And God bless you, too. This is Radio Biafra live transmission. We are live where the Red God Almighty is in charge. They call on the phone your name and where you are.
Yeah, good evening, Mr. Ujamofa.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, it's Chopo Mojoku, the coordinator of Rabat in Morocco. So,
thank you.
Yeah, Ujamofa, I want to congratulate you and thank you for the effort you have been making so long, so far for the indigenous people of Biafra. Because it's not easy. I'm always praying every day, my daily prayer, that God will give you more strength and wisdom.
Thank you very much.
as you are handling the brokers, many can be looking at or listening this easy work. It's not an easy work. It's only the Spirit of God that is leading you, because it's not easy. I'm always praying that God shall shower you more wisdom and the strength and courageous for the battle, because it's not easy. There is many battles you are facing, nobody knows. It's only you and God. So I'm praying that God shall give you the power. I'm also telling you about the kind of condition the people of indigenous people of Biafra is facing in the Biafran land today. Many are facing different problems, but I want to encourage all the Biafrans in the Biafran land, the people that are doing the demonstration in the behalf of our director, Mr. Namode Kalo, the owner of Biafra. The people that are doing this demonstration in Biafran land, they should be courageous. All of us outside the country are proud of them, and we are praying that God shall give them more grace, more strength, and the more power and the courageous. For what they are doing is not easy. It's proud of Biafra, and that Biafra must surely come. It's at hand. Biafra will restore. Many that are doing this rotation, many sustained injury and many casualty. I pray that God shall strengthen wherever they are in the hospital.
Yes, sir.
And I'm still telling the family of IPOB all over the world, we should remember our family in Nigeria, in Biafran land. Many are in different parts of Biafran land today, demonstrating in the name of Tuku Tuku Obioma that they need their land to be restored. They need our director to be free. But people will be looking at them that they are doing something that is not proper. But I want to tell all the IPOB family, anywhere they are, everybody should be proud of our family in Biafran land. There is some sabo in our midst. There is some Biafran, anti-Biafran in our midst. We pray for them that they should become open eye to see what is going on in the zoo called Nigeria. The president of Nigeria called the Buhari, I don't know what, he is confused. What he's facing is not only the Nigeria problem, but he's facing the power of our Chukwu Kodam, because he will not be free, he will not go free by holding our leader, Mr. Namode Kalo. He must surely release that man before he will know what he's doing. Without releasing that man, he can never have peace in his life at all. He will never have single peace till he releases that our brother, being director of indigenous people of Biafra. I'm also telling all the Biafrans, many that are still on their way coming to join the struggle, let them wake up. The struggle lead the strong Biafran person. Persons that are moving, touched by the Spirit. It doesn't mean you are evil or you are not evil. We are Biafran. I'm telling every part of Biafran land today, everybody should wake up. This is not only a struggle for one person or the other. Director said it before, the zoo called Nigeria arrested him, that everybody, we are Biafran in Biafran land. We don't have any tribe different. Biafran is for general people of indigenous people of Biafra. I'm praying that people that are in Biafran land should come forward. Different people, different states, different places, let everybody come forward to join this struggle, because Biafra must surely be restored and they must surely come.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
The deputy director, another thing is our people in the hospital, how are they having provision for them, please? I just want to ask this.
I don't understand. You said, how are they having provision for them?
Yeah, the people that are in the hospital, that people that have some injuries like that.
Yes, most of them are still there. We are calling for donations from our people. If you have anything for them, that would be good. That's what we are at the moment. That's where we are at the moment.
Okay, no problem. I believe the whole Biafran all over the world are hearing it. I'm still telling you, after you called my line, the last time me and you talk, you called the line, but before I went to pick the phone cut.
Okay.
So, I would like you to call me back. We are the Biafran, the indigenous people of Biafran, living in Morocco, Rabat.
That's fine, so that's fine.
I'm the coordinator that are calling you always. So I would like you, after the broadcast, you can call me back so you can discuss ways to send the money we have already at hand for our family in Nigeria before the time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Mr. Uchemoff, I will say, want you to give me a little chance to announce a little announcement to my family here in Morocco.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Okay. I'm telling all the indigenous people of Biafra living here with me in Morocco, we are having our meeting on Saturday, being 9th of January 2016. Venue, Tmetna Timara. Time, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. I would like every of our family here in Morocco to be present in that very sad day meeting to support our family in all the Biafran land, and especially to our director that are still in enemy's camp. So I pray that every family, Biafran family, anywhere they are here in Morocco, should gather, come to meet us in our meeting. If you want to call when you are coming, you can take this number, our PRO number, which is 06.
Hello.
Okay, hello, yeah. I'm giving the number to my members that are coming so they can call. The number is 062-643-0165. I repeat, 062-643-0165. This is our PRO number. Then, so many people that are still coming, if you cannot be able to call this number, you can still call this very one. This is coordinator line here in Rabat, Morocco. 063-813-8487. I repeat, 063-813-8487. So, thank you, my deputy director.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you.
I'm bless you too. I'm all the Biafran IPOP member. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This is the Biafra live transmission. We are live. We are direct. I'm going to the Skype now. Can you hear me call on Skype? Please, can you tone down or turn down the volume of your set or move away from it? Can you hear me? I don't understand this. I'll go back to Skype again. Can you hear me? This is unacceptable. I don't. The next caller on the phone, you're not aware. Can you hear me? Good evening, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to hear your voice this night.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, I'm hearing you. Go ahead.
Okay. For past 5 days or 2 days, our radio is not working by FM in Anambra. Besides in Anambra. But I'm very happy to hear Radio Biafra this evening. Because if this Radio Biafra is not working, it's like we all are blind. But thank you for it. And I'm thanking our brothers that in outside the country that are supporting in financial. We'll make sure that this radio is keeping talking and keeping us alive. May God bless them in these 2 hours. May all their financial support and in everything that they are giving something to support this, may it bring like a river, may it bring like ocean that never dry. May God bless all of them in Jesus' name. And I want to say about Mbaka. People that are going to Mbaka, they are blind. Mbaka is not a man of God. Mbaka is a wolf in a sheep clothes. Mbaka never be a man of God. Let me tell you people. For the special days that Mbaka be washed, Mbaka is not a man of God. Open your eyes. Stop going there. You are going to be there. Mbaka is worshipping devil. Mbaka is not a man of God. If you don't know. If the prophet prophesied and that the prophecy did not come to pass, that very person is a fake prophet. Mbaka prophesied that Chimaruke will not go to the second corner as a governor. If that happened, he will pull his garment and throw away it and resign as a reverend father. But what happened? Chimaruke go to the throne to the Enugu State governorship again and they win it second time and they rule 8 years. Mbaka, where are you today? Mbaka, just I imagine what is going to happen in future. Just imagination. If that thing finally come like that, I tell you people, be wise. Mbaka is not a man of God. I'm telling you people. And I want to ask outer Fulani, Yoruba, and the Britain. Can't you people live without a Biafra? Shame to you people. You people can't live without a Biafra. Shame to you people that people say they didn't want you people again, but you people are high for them. Shame to you people. Can't you live without Biafra, Yoruba? Can't you live without Biafra, outer Fulani? Can't you live without Biafra, Britain? Shame to you people. Shame for wretched people who can't live without Biafra. Shame to you people. Shame to you people. We reject you people. But you people need to work. We reject you people in the name of Chukwuka, the Almighty God. Shame to you people. And the Buhari, you are really the man of God. But I'm telling you, you will not have peace unless you release that man. You will not have peace. And then you will go to see what is going to happen to you. And I'm begging judiciary to rise up now. Rise up. Because you are the owner of this country. Rise up and protest. And they go to track in Buhari that you people are the last reformer, common man. I'm begging the judiciary people. You people are trying, but your trying is not enough. Arise. And I'm telling my people, Biafran, especially those people that are in Abuja, how long are we going to stay in this life? When we get Biafran, it's people like you is going to rule this Biafran, people like you. And that money that you are taking there, that the people that you're supposed to be their leader, Awasa, that you're eating the small food that falls for his table, that you're supposed to be his master, but now you are his servant. That money that you are seeking, you are going to get it in the quantum if you graph a call. That money that you are seeking, you are going to travel on it. Why can't you open your eyes and get up? Open your eyes, let us join hands together and get our freedom. Thank you, channel, for the God continue to and die with wisdom. Carry on, each and all. God bless you. Bless all IPO girls I will. Bless the newborn baby.
So God bless you all. I bless everybody. I'm Chibiku Yadebu from Anambra. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you very much. God bless you too. I'm glad the family of IPOB where you are. Thank you very much. I'm now going back to the line again to Skype. Can you hear me, Ralph? Hello? Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? Ralph? I don't understand what's going on. We will have to go back to the line now to take some calls. The caller on the phone, you are not aware. They are not talking. The next caller, you are not aware.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
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 This is
good evening. Yes, go ahead, please.
Where is that? Hello?
Ahead, we are listening. Go ahead.
Where I speak with you, Radio Biafra? Yes.
This is Radio Biafra. Are you ready to speak or not?
Okay. Talking about this, for you got up for 2 weeks now, for 1 week, we are not getting the station, but as of today, I only said that I'm getting this number.
You said for 1 week?
I am very happy for a new person in the world that our director had delivered.
Are you saying for 1 week you are not getting Igocha FM radio station?
No, for three days now, as I'm coming back, I've traveled, but I'm coming back. So I get it today. My village, I will not get it. For the past 1 week in our travels, I did not get it. But as I'm coming back, I'm getting it.
Thank you. Can you hear me? I don't know. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Can you hear me, the caller on Skype?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening, welcome to the program. You don't need to be listening to the radio. Listen via the Skype, please. Because there are some few minutes delay or seconds delay. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, my deputy. Good evening, fellow dear friends. It's my pleasure once again to...
Go ahead, you are listening to the radio. Don't listen to radio. Go ahead and keep talking.
Okay, my deputy. Good evening, fellow dear friends all over the world. My name is Ralph Udodele Njikum. I'm calling from Moscow, Russia. I came from Umaka in OABA, Biafra land. By the grace of God, I am national treasurer here in Russia. Actually, we thank God for what is happening in the great and big family of Biafra, the IPOB. Today my heart was full of joy when I heard the voice of our able barrister, because many of us have been eager and anxious to hear his voice. So that is also to break the backbone of the enemy, to show them that we are one big family, indivisible, and nobody can be able to divide us anymore. The time of divide and rule of Hausa, Fulani and the British government, that time have come and gone. Now, Chukwuka Biafra, through his servants, our leader and director, Nnamdi Kanu, God has used him to unite us together, to make us to know who we are. So, that's what made us to be those that all these years, since 1967, the Civil War ended, we are soaked and charged in primary school. I finished primary school, secondary school, and until I finished my school career, nobody taught me anything about where I come from. And same time,
what is happening there? Go ahead, please. Hello?
Yeah.
This is still Radio Biafra live transmission. We are going to Biafra land now. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, thank you very much. Welcome to the program. It is your duty to tell Biafrans and the world whom you are, depending on how you want it. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, my name is Chief. I'm just a people of language. How's it going? My fellow dear friends, I thank you all. My prayer goes to our director, Imam Bekano, and the deputy director, which is Oka for my phone. May Chukwuka Kadiama lead them and guide them, so that they lead us out. Solomon lead the children of Israelite. God will give you people the wisdom and strength to lead us. Nothing is stopped you. When you have not shared with your child, what you give here today. And I want to give advice to some of our children. When you go to the group, when we are here, we don't need that such again. God has brought out these two young men to lead us. Actually, after God created Moses to bring out children of Israel to land of Egypt. Before we saw the two young men, our director, Nan Kano, and the safety director, Uche Okafor Mefo, to deliver us from the camp of the Pharaohs in the Hour Pass. People who live where they do not sow. So please let everyone join hands to fight this fight for the betterment of their family people. I want to ask my fellow Biafran, I'll tell them what is going on. Our fans, they say that we are one.
I look at it at all angles, nowhere with letter to them. If you look at their color, it's not our color. If you look at their food, it's not our type of food we use. Look at the tradition, their tradition is not the same with us. How are we one? And I want us to look again for Bugari's administration. All the offices, all the important offices we have here in Nigeria, no one reached their front telephone. The great time is our time. Great energy is our time. Great customs is our time. Great police is our time. All of them occupy the whole city. Even ordinary BPOs, I will have. Commissioner of Police, I will have. Then they are calling us, we are one. I want to draw our mind back once more again. Then we watch her. Fertilizer. We go to a man. Okay, fertilizer. We go to Kaduna and can find it. In Biafrans, we know Biafrans as a different people. When our container, when we port goods, either it land at Ome Wharf or Calabar or Lagos, then we take it to Kaduna equally. You go there, then we charge you. The other thing we charge you to bring your load, you have clearance and bring your load down. Can we imagine that? Look at it again. Go around this Nigerian, so-called Nigerian, and the African land. You cannot see Igbo investment in the market. I definitely know that Igbo has no money for import cement. The answer is no. It's only Dangote all over the Nigerian, the African land. And we are one Nigerian. So this means that the Dangote, since far more than a Biafran man, the answer is no. Go to bank, you cannot get a dollar unless I work. If Biafran man trade on that, can you be allowed to oppress? So we are working, you go and get a dollar now. And if you have a foreign thing, I work has banks to import frozen chicken and the golden buyers. No more different people to import those things. This is the new locate development here in Nigeria and Biafran land. When we land at the Kaduna, then we will go there and buy and bring them to here. We look at it and say we are one Nigeria. God forbid that. They use the larger data, far. They deceive their first, not to me. I'm telling my brothers, nothing like a far, nothing like a larger data. We are Biafran. Let them not deceive us, divide us. How many of them divided their first over here? The answer is no. They unite their first. And as another information I want to give and advice. You see what the Alamajiri we have set up this election. With that said, Adnia, Abayabon, is on fire now. They want to use the opportunity to create war so that we feel ourselves. If the contestants can hear me, all of us are dear friends. Let them support that. With this court issue, I want somebody that is there to be this in the further notice. Because by the power of God, this 2015, Nigeria will be on fire. Those who don't dream, try to pray and dream to see what is going on. But if our director is at hand, the director will be released first. And it's coming out with the Biafra. By the power of the court, the and I want to
that's what Hannah's in Bibo. I can remember when our first you two are like you scrap house. And Hannah's in Bibo stood up and said, no more our sons and daughters to go there for you, family. They called them and bribed them. Today, nothing like that again. And something still happened. Somebody will claim this or has tied from Nogri to university just to go and serve your fatherland. You are soon defeated. And as indeed, took money. That is the name of the call they are there for. And as indeed, I'm assuring them there are all their friends. They know the meaning of anything that enters backyard can never come out alive. All of them are showing them that they will enter backyard. We will take them to backyard and they will never come out alive. I want to call on Mbaka. We answer like Mbaka. Good luck, build a church in Akarok. We are trying the first achievement is to pull down that church at Akarok and put mosque. Why you put mosque? Mbaka went to say he heard that the Guare is not feeling fine. He went to pray for him. Is he praying for him in the name of Allah? Is he praying for him in the name of God? Why Guare go to church to get Christian? And Mbaka went and prayed for him. I think the next process we make, we go to the adoration center at Enugu and visit him back and do our process again. And I'm also assuring you what I showed to Anagendiar of it, Anagendiar Romala, Anagendoshi, that in Baka, your head must go down. Your head must go down, your evil one. You look at the stage of your father agitating for Biafra. He said, they are all evil. That is what Mbaka said. So see that he meant already that all the whole people agitating for Biafra are evil. Can Biafra put their money into their pocket? They will follow others and suffer. I come to Richard and Obiano and the Wazirikin. The Wazirikin from Masop. After I phone report of Biafra Masop. That told him Masop, still Biafra. I have found another thing. Obiano just first taking policies. He went and took it to kill Biafra people. I want to ask him, really, can our farmer do that? All the while, Arewa is doing something, even if they want to do that, doing something, have they heard that any of them lost any of their child's life? The answer is no. Yes. Their head will go down. They will be taken to a backyard and they can never come out alive by the power of God. I want to tell them to go to Book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 15, verse 6. They see a separation between Paul and Barnabas. Go on, the ministry of Israel has to go. Paul and Barnabas, they are working together. But a little argument, instead of that argument to bring a problem, they separate. Go ahead, working with you. Your colleagues, preaching the same word of God. I see no reason why somebody will say, I want to go and become a problem for our son, Alhaji, Baka, and Obiano, and Abogawasa. He said, there are someone who challenged the Gaddafi. When the Gaddafi said that, let these people go, they are going to go. I see what he did. He said, there are someone who stood up and said, Gaddafi is talking about this. He writes, he put it for him that his head must go down. You don't say that at all. I thank you for the opportunity given to me.
Thank you.
Have a watch. So, I want this opportunity to thank some of people at Ibiasa I met during the days of protest. Dr. Jimmy Casey, the very freedom fighter. And the one general coordinator, Obi Chukwendo, the general coordinator, the guy is really working seriously. The young guy, I saw him working tirelessly, so God will strengthen them. For some of the security, I can see Chimeze, Ebeka, and Ifani, you know. And others, they are working with their heart, all their body is Biafra. Mechiko Tika Dab, bless you and your family, and bless our director and his family. He shouldn't give up. IPOB is with him. And I want to tell Nigeria, I know where I come from. When time comes, you wipe an idea within 24 hours. It's cut off nothing than to go within the public one day, one leaf to fight the liberated people. We are assured him that his life cannot pass from which to the people of the people that he will not wake up. So, punishing an innocent person, punishing an innocent people, it's not his thing. He wants to go, he go other places and make peace. And he told some people to go. Why he don't want you to tell us, are you about to go? I use this opportunity to rest my case. I've come back from this. And God Almighty, strength you, give you wisdom and knowledge. We are with you. Whether good or bad. Some people say, if they want to kill us, they kill us. No, they will not kill us. Father, we will kill them. You know what we are waiting as an agitator with a pedal to find it with his feet. But if they do this, within 24 hours, all of them will go down to me. Thank you very much and God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And God bless you and bless your family and family of IPOB where you are. And this is Radio Biafra live transmission. Indeed, I will be ending this program at this particular point in time because I have some meetings to attend. And we thank every Biafran, every IPOB family member, all friends of Biafra from around the world for having dedicated themselves to duty, for having applied themselves to this unadulterated quest for the restoration of Biafra. But I must say that the journey has just begun because there are enormous challenges before us and we must deliver. We're asking you, all IPOB family members, the doctrine of command and control is what is, of course, being applied in the families across the world. If you have any problems or any questions to ask, the first port of call is your zonal coordinator. If your zonal coordinator cannot answer that question, then your national coordinator, if your national coordinator cannot answer it, it is your continental rep. And then from your continental rep to other principal officers of state. And that is how it has been, and that is how Leader Nnamdi Kanu has made it. Anything outside this is counterproductive and cannot be taken on board. Those who are declaring caliphate and autonomous unit are on their own, and we are going to visit them very soon. This will be a full live transmission, and we are at this particular point in time bringing this program to an end. We thank God Almighty for having made this possible for us to have deliberated this evening, and we thank Him as well for the newborn he has added in the family of IPOB and the family of the leader of this movement, Nnamdi Kanu. We ask him to continue to protect and to continue to bless them, that the child will grow up also in the service of Chukwu Abiyama. For me from here, this is been a live broadcast from London and to the ends of the earth. My name is Uchemel for once more, and I'm signing up at this particular point in time. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
We are friends and trees of righteousness. Ariwas are saying, we are friends are trading of Almighty God. We are friends are trading of Most High God. Others are saying, oh, we are friends on the feet. We are friends. We are friends on the feet. Let's be all.